Indeed, the lines are open for our Friday call-in topic at almost a 6:45. Tonight, we are discussing all you need to know about insurance for natural disasters, especially after the devastating floods experienced in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal this week. The number to call us on with your questions in this regard is 010-500-0938. Or you can send us your WhatsApp messages to 0848-220938. You can even SMS us on 41348. However, that will cost you R1.50. Senior Assistant Ombudsman at the Office of Ombud for Short-Term Insurance, Ayanda Mazwi, joins us for this conversation. Welcome.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so, so much, Ms. Mazwi. It is unfortunate that we speak of this issue in a week where we saw devastating floods. Let's first define what is meant by natural disasters, particularly in South Africa.
Natural disasters would include incidents such as a storm, as well as the hail damage that some of the consumers have suffered in the last week or so. So that is what is referred to as natural disasters. It also includes tornadoes, tremors, all of those incidents that are caused as a result of, for example, weather elements.
Right. That said, what would you say to those who may argue that this type of cover is not critical, as such events are not a common feature in South Africa?
Well, the entire purpose of short-term insurance is to cover you for incidents that, you know, you hope will not happen. But they do sometimes happen. And as we have seen, it's not only recently, I think it's almost on an annual basis that around this time of the year and also in the beginning of the year, we do suffer quite heavy storms. And I would advise consumers to obtain appropriate cover for these damages.
Talking about appropriate cover, what type of assets can one cover under this insurance?
Your valuables. So you need to cover your vehicle, your household contents, because sometimes you may have incidents of internal flooding. And most importantly, the most prized possession for most people would be your home.
Yeah.
If you own a home and you would like to ensure that your investment is secured, so you would need to obtain appropriate cover for your home.
For those who are covered for this and experience some damage due to this week's weather in particular, how do they go about the claim process?
They would need to approach their short-term insurance company and submit a claim. I'm sure that there are various internal processes that need to be followed. So, but the first step is obviously to approach the insurance company and submit the claim and according to the process of that company.
What happens then if documents in this regard are not found or lost amid the destruction of homes, for an example?
What kind of documents? Your policy document.
The policy document.
Most, I would assume that you know which insurance company you have cover with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you contact an insurance company and you don't have a copy of your policy schedule or your policy number,
yes,
you could provide them with your ID number or the address details that you gave them when the policy was underwritten,
mm-hmm,
and they should be able to locate your policy in their system. If a broker was handling the underwriting of the policy, you can contact your broker and they would be able to direct you to the insurance company.
We have a question from Anonymous who is basically saying that they have a car claim which was declined because the insurer had sent a warning SMS prior to the weather that we saw in Johannesburg this week. So there was damage to the car. The insurer had sent an SMS warning of some sort of hail, and the insurer,
right,
is declining to pay. What would you say to this person?
It would be interesting to know on what grounds the insurer has repudiated the claim.
Mm-hmm.
I personally haven't seen any policy documents which contain an exclusion relating to such SMSs. I know that a number of insurance companies do send out warning SMSs when a storm is imminent. However, I think that it would be necessary to escalate the matter within the insurance company to try and see if that they can resolve the issue and dispute the outcome. And if that is not successful, I would definitely advise your caller to contact our offices and submit a complaint. I would be interested to know specifically which exclusion was relied on by that insurer.
My next question was actually going to be what assistance would the Ombuds Office in this regard offer to those who may not find joy in the process of claiming?
Okay. As a standard, insurance contracts are based on the policy documents. But most consumers may not understand how to interpret certain terms or whether or not the insurer has substantiated its rejection of the claim. Mm. So us as the ombudsman are an objective forum in terms of which we have experience in reviewing insurance policies and consumer complaints relating to insurance policies. So we are able to interrogate either the policy wording or the facts and circumstances upon which the insurer has rejected the claim. Once we have reviewed all the information submitted by the parties, we can then advise the insured what our stance is and make appropriate recommendations.
What should consumers in this particular instance know about the terms that they signed to and the information that they gave to the insurer? I'm particularly thinking about the hail damage issue that we just spoke about, where a car claim was declined, not knowing of the merits, of course. But I'm just thinking of if an SMS was sent and maybe I, Dumisang, told my insurer that my car parks in a garage or under some sort of protective roof, and unfortunately at the time of the incident it was not under a garage or a car pot. What happens then?
You see, that's why we need to apply principles of fairness and equity in these circumstances, because life is life. And whilst you stated that your vehicle is parked in a garage, that's not where it always stays.
Yes.
You have to drive to and from work. The purpose of a vehicle is to move from point A to point B. So whilst the insurer may have sent an SMS to inform you that you should park your vehicle in a place of safety, the circumstances that you may have been faced with at that particular time may not allow you to do that. I know of a few people that received SMSs at which time they were already stuck in massive traffic on the highway, and it was not possible for them to go to a place of safety. Also, the notifications are not always accurate. So it might tell you that a storm is expected later on in the afternoon. You therefore try to get home as soon as possible, and there you go, the storm happens. So, you know, we would look at situations like that, and absolutely the insurer needs to treat customers fairly. And the facts and circumstances of how the loss occurred will be critical to making that decision.
Thank you so, so much for this insight. It's been a great pleasure learning from you, Senior Assistant Ombudsman at the Office of the Ombud for Short-Term Insurance, Ayanda Mazwi, in our Friday call-in topic discussing all you need to know about insurance for natural disasters, especially after the devastating floods experienced in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal this week.